Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Tacos and Tattoos. About a week ago, my mom sent me this post, and it contained a story that has stuck with me for many years. It's something I'd heard before, and she was just hearing it for the first time, and it really affected her a little bit. And so I thought I'd share it with you today, because I can't remember if I've shared it in another episode, but I'm going to share it here today. And so, really, the basis of the story is that you should never waste your time somewhere where people don't value you. And the story goes like this. There was a boy that found a rock out in the forest, and he loved it and took it back to his dad and said, "Look, Dad, I found this rock in the forest." And the dad said, "Hey, son, take it into the market and see how much someone will buy it from you for." So he goes to the market and he takes it to there, and he comes back all excited. He says, "Dad, they said they will give me $1 for this rock at the market." And dad said, "Great. Now take it into this rock shop and see how much they will give you for the rock." So the son takes the rock into the rock shop, and the people in there say, "Wow, this is a beautiful stone, son. I will give you $1,000 for this rock." Kid goes back really excited to his dad and says, "Oh my gosh, they'll give me $1,000 for this rock." And dad says, "Great, take it into the museum and see how much they will give you for this rock." So the son goes into the museum and comes back even more excited and says, "Oh my gosh, Dad, they said this is one of the most rare, like, rocks, minerals on the whole planet. And they said they'd give me $1,000,000 for this rock." And the father said, "So what is the value of this rock?" Right? If you think about it, the rock never changed. It was always the same. But it was where he had taken it that their perception of the rock is what changed the value. And so if you've ever been in a relationship, or you've ever been in a friendship where you didn't feel valued, you were just in the wrong place. Because it really goes back to hurt people hurt people. And if those people that don't see your value, it's because they probably don't value themselves. They probably haven't done the work to the level in which you have to really be able to appreciate something like that. There's a quote that I kept on my phone for a really, really long time. And it said something along the lines of, "One man's maybe is another man's I knew it from the minute I saw her." Or maybe it was something like, "Another man's I don't know is another man's I knew it from the moment I saw her." And so I've always carried that energy through my relationships. And over the last year, as I was continuing dating, there was even a time I went out with this guy. Oh, he was so, he's firm. You guys all know I love dating Mexicans. And so he's very tall for Mexican, like 6 foot. He is very successful, has a successful business here. He travels a lot. He's just a few years older than me. Really, like, on the checklist, he met all the things. But we were going out a little bit. And there was one night where we were out late and we had gone, I don't drink very much, but I went out to a few bars and saw some shows, and we were like hanging out with his friends. And he was taking me home and he said, "Wow, everybody that sees us together says that you're so amazing. Maybe I should pay attention." And that was the minute I knew he didn't know what my value was to him. And I was like, "I'm not ever going to date you. We can just be friends." But like, no way, Jose, because if you can't appreciate my value right now, I don't want to have to feel like I'm spending all of my life proving myself to you because you can't see it, because you're not at my level, because you don't know what you're looking for, or maybe you don't feel worthy of it. That's also another thing that plays into this. So a lot of times when we get into a place where someone doesn't value us, we try to prove our value to them, and then we feel low about ourselves because they don't see our value, when it really has nothing to do with us. We're just at a different level than them, and that's okay. It doesn't make us lesser. It doesn't make them lesser. It's not good or bad. There's no judgment on it. It just is. So if there's any time you feel like the people around you aren't valuing, think about the story of the stone, because it's not about what you are. or who you are. It's about where you're placing yourself.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.